Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Drive Through on Kaya FM, the home of the Afropolitan. Right now, we are speaking to Bafana Bafana legend, that is Siphiwe Tshabalala. Siphiwe Tshabalala, welcome to The Drive Through. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for joining us. You must be a very busy man, Siphiwe, because we know yesterday marked 10 years since Africa hosted the FIFA World Cup. It also marked 10 years since Siphiwe Tshabalala did what Siphiwe Tshabalala does. Do you remember this? Tshabalala! Do you remember that, Siphiwe?
Yeah, of course I do. It seems like it just happened yesterday, you know, and I'm just grateful for the love, you know, for the support, positive messages, and I mean, today, like yesterday was 10 years ago, but it feels like it just happened just, you know, recently. The way people have shown, you know, the positive energy, the support, and people still remember, the world still remembers what happened, you know, back in 2010 at Soccer City on the 11th.
Yeah,
we
definitely do. And I want to ask you about that goal, because most sports people will say there's a moment in their lives that defined their career. Would it be safe to say that that goal at the 2010 FIFA World Cup against Mexico, and you said what minute it was, would it be safe to say that that goal defined your career?
Yeah, definitely. It was a big moment for me as a footballer. You know, it also reminded me when I was still a child, full of games, you know, watching Dr. Kumar all the time on TV. And then after the game, I would go outside and play with my friends, you know, to copy what he was doing. And then I would score and then celebrate and pretend that the fans are watching and do my own commentary while celebrating. And then years later, you know, it paid off and it finally, you know, happened. And when the whole world was watching, so when I scored that goal, it was a moment that took me back, you know, from the younger Tshaba, the journey, how it began, you know, the challenges, the perseverance, the passion, the drive, and it was now, you know, time to finally enjoy that moment. And the difference was that I was enjoying the moment with the rest of the world.
Absolutely, and the rest of the world after that moment knew exactly who Siphiwe Tshabalala was. I can't remember which Bafana player, it could have been Rinelo Letsholonyane, but when we went to play a qualifier in Ethiopia, because they saw the dreadlocks, a lot of the children are like, Shaba, Shaba, but it wasn't you, of course, but just to show how you became recognized across the world. Now, you mentioned something that when you were young, you were watching the likes of Dr. Kumala, and you'd replicate what he did on the field in your backyard or on the streets. We asking this question today, and I'm going to pose it to you as well. If you had to name one Bafana Bafana player that comes to mind, who you say is your favorite player of all time, but you can only choose one, who would it be?
Dr. Kumar.
16V.
Yeah. The one and only Mdogi.
What was it about Mdogisi that got you so excited?
I like his style of play. He was so talented. Everyone loved him, and he was one of those players that he was loved by many. Even the, you know, rivals like the Orlando Pirates fan, they gave him the respect simply because of he was great. And he's one player that gave me hope. You know, he inspired me a lot, and I looked up to him. And it's also a story of it's a true story that dreams do come true, and that if you choose a right role model, you know, they will guide you even though they are not, you know, walking the journey with you hand in hand, but they will guide you because of how they conduct themselves in public and how they do things that you aspire to do, you know, so you're following in the right footsteps. Mm-hmm. and this person becomes your mentor, you know, even though they're not close with you, but their actions, through their actions and what they do, you know, you somehow feel that you're part of that journey, like you're shadowing them. So it really inspired me a lot.
Beautiful, beautiful words. And Shaba, one thing you must know is that you have also inspired the next generation. So you are also among that list. Now, we know the brand that is Pure Shabalala is worldwide. We also know, apart from football, you do business. But now the latest venture you've got yourself into is writing children's books. Because we see we can expect something called Super Shaba, the African superhero. Please tell us about this.
Yeah, we've got a clothing business and you know, a clothes site, Jet and Edgar's, and it's character clothing, you know, it's Super Shaba, it's an African hero, and it's an authentic you know, person, and it's a super character. It's a character that kids can relate to easily. Kids can easily bump into the character at any given time. You know, he breathes the same air as the kid. So, with regards to the book, it's a story of a young boy who grew up in the dusty streets of Soweto, who always loved football and, you know, wanted to play football at the bigger stage. And, you know, eventually, he gets that opportunity and he scores the biggest goal in the world. And that's how he becomes a superhero. So it's a story that will inspire an African child, you know, that their dreams are valid. Whether you come from poor backgrounds or you don't have parents or you're struggling, you know, it's not an excuse. Use that situation, you know, as your motivation, and that it is possible, and dreams do come true.
Absolutely fantastic, and it sounds like a great story, and thank you for putting it out there. I was speaking to Proverb earlier, and he asked me this to ask you. How much a role did your lovely wife play in getting you to write this book?
She played a big role. You know, she's the author, and I'm truly grateful to call her my wife, my business partner, my friend, because she always pushes me and she wants the best for me as well. And we, you know, we share the same values as well. We love helping people. We do our, you know, philanthropic work together. So she's done a lot, and I'm truly grateful. She's also a mother to my child, and also a father when I'm not there. So she's the rainbow god, and she was really influential in writing this book.
Absolutely fantastic. Behind a great man is an even greater woman. Spiwe Shabalala, thank you so much for everything you've done for this country, especially for Bafana Bafana. And before we let you go, we, with most of our guests, have a challenge for you. Are you ready for a challenge, Spiwe Shabalala?
Okay.
Yeah, you sound nervous. I like it. It's a quiz. It's called True or False with Spiwe Shabalala. All you have to answer, true or false. These questions are totally made up. Some might be true, some might be false. You need to let us know which ones are true, which ones are false. Your first question, Spiwe Shabalala, are you ready?
Yes.
True or false, you watch the 2010 FIFA World Cup goal every morning after you wake up?
False.
Is it false? Okay.
Not in the morning, yeah.
Okay, you wait, only at night?
No, it depends.
How many times have you watched that goal?
They take me several times. Because they take me every day. Every single day, yeah.
And you enjoy it every time?
No, I enjoy it. And also it makes me realize, you know, the positive impact it had on people, you know, and that's why it's being celebrated 10 years later. And that what I did is even bigger than me as a person. So it makes me happy, it makes me emotional, but it makes me remain level-headed.
Absolutely. And then your second question, true or false? You have Peter Drury's commentary of that goal, this sound, as your ringtone. Tell us the truth, Bob. Have you ever had that as your ringtone?
I only have the videos and the interview.
Oh, okay. You never use that as a ringtone?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's false.
Okay, that was false. And then your next one, you, true or false, you've always been a Kaizer Chiefs fan growing up.
True.
Is that true?
True.
Yeah, we finally have a true one. And your last question on true or false, Piwa Chabalala, you believe Oscarine Masuluke should have won the PSL goal of the season when you beat him. True.
Can I give an explanation after my true or false?
Okay, go for it.
Or just...
No, you can give an explanation.
It is just to win it. It was a big moment for the team, you know, critical phase, 1-0 down, get a corner kick, and then the keeper goes there for a corner, and then it scores a beautiful goal. So it's one of those goals that you probably not see, you know, in our lifetime. So it was a big goal and an important goal as well. So I would give it to him any day.
Spiro Shabalala, that's why you are not only a legend, but a true gentleman. Thank you so much for joining us on the drive-through. We will be looking out for your book, Super Shaba, when it hits stores. Please continue the great work, and we still hope to see you out on the streets, or on the field, should I say. That was Bafana Bafana legend, Spiro Shabalala.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.